Follow Orion's belt downward to the left. It points to Sirius, the dog star, the brightest star in the whole sky. Orbiting it every 50 years is a tiny star, and nothing about it is ordinary. The materials we relate to and find familiar range from the thinness of mountain air to the high density of iron, as in trying to budge the anchor of a friend's boat. That's dense. The standard for assessing density is water, the most common compound in the cosmos. A full aquarium, measuring 1 foot on each side, weighs 62 pounds, not easy to tote. A sugar cube volume of water, exactly 1 cubic centimeter, weighs precisely 1 gram, 1/28 of an ounce. Stars like our sun have about the same overall density as water. But when a star collapses in its old age and its material gets more and more compressed, the result is a brilliant white sphere with headline-making density. This is where we rewind to the 19th century, when wobbles in the motion of the dog star Sirius led the German astronomer Friedrich Bessel to conclude that it had an unseen companion tugging at it. Nearly 20 years later, an 18-inch refractor telescope that was the largest in America saw a faint dot next to the dazzle of Sirius, and it was soon called the pup, since it accompanies the dog. The term white dwarf was first used to describe it in 1922. New measurements say the pup has exactly 100% of the sun's mass, and in 2005, its size was also accurately measured at 7,500 miles, almost exactly the same as Earth. Having the sun's enormous weight packed into a tiny Earth-sized ball means that material in the pup is 100,000 times denser than steel. Each bit the size of a deck of cards would outweigh 10 cement trucks. 9,000 white dwarfs have now been identified, but at 8.5 light years, the pup is the very nearest. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.